And hello. Hello, hello. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. I know I'm running a little bit late. I typically kind of run a little bit late on Tuesday simply because I do another broadcast called In the Now on Rumble. And I do it specifically on Rumble because we get into topics that we can't talk about on these other platforms. You know, this thing called freedom of speech. We get to have it there. But anyways, thank you so much for joining me. My name is Will Johnson. The website is uniteamericafirst.com. Do me a favor, if you haven't already, please hit the share button on this. Let's get it going. Let's get it going. Okay, let's just get right into this. So one of the things that most of us have been talking about here lately is the crime. Think about this. Just think about it, right? Think about it. The crime. Is the crime worse now, or was it worse when Trump was in office? Now, they would say that the crime was a lot worse when President Trump was in office because we have to remember the Summer of Love. You remember that? They used George Floyd to go around and destroy as much as they could in the country for political reasons to get what they want. They could care less about George Floyd. They just use that trying to say the police department is going after black people. You know, the same thing that they say all the time. Knowing good and well, if they actually cared about black people and black lives, then they would try to address this issue where a lot of black people are dying in, you know, Chi-Rock, you know, or Detroit or Oakland or L.A. But they don't actually want to do that. They just want to push a certain narrative. But the crime is so bad now. It's becoming to the point to where a lot of people are starting to be fearful about just going out to the store. It's not like it was. See, when President Trump was in office, they were doing crime because it was for political reasons. They wanted to say that, you know, because the President Trump was there, people are all angry because of the liberal media and because all these leftist organizations putting fear and putting anger into these people, getting people to go out and act up like little tyrants. But so what's the excuse now? What's the excuse? Trump is not in the White House, so what's the excuse for all of the crime that we're seeing? And then they want to try to tell you that the people crossing the border, you know, the people that shouldn't be here, right? The people that came through the side door or through the back door or through the window, not through the port of entry. They're trying to say that none of the crime is coming from that. But this crime is happening at an alarming rate in Florida. I've seen signs and I've seen articles when they're talking about in the state of Florida where they're saying illegals have been looting, not, you know, just thugs or whatever, but illegals. They're literally saying illegals, people that came into the country illegally are literally there. They're looting. They're stealing anything that they can, and they've been caught doing it. But of course, the liberal mainstream media refuse to talk about it. The reason why we're talking about the crime, because we're going into November. November's right around the corner. I mean, it's just right around the corner. So with November being right around the corner, everybody's thinking, who's gonna do more to protect them? Well, listen to this. And I had to blur this section out because they show some violence on there because, you know, Fox News, they're on a network. They can show some of this violence. So I blurred it out so they don't come back and try to say that I'm showing violence on here, this horrific violence. But this is in a subway. And to my understanding, if I remember correctly, it was in New York. And this guy just out of nowhere just ran up to this lady and started beating her, made her eye socket come out. Don't even know she's going to be able to see any longer. Just beat her for no reason in the subway. And the Democrats and the leftists, they say nothing like, oh, this is all normal. Like, this is supposed to be happening.
Well, there was a woman who was stabbed to death with a pair of scissors by a man. Mm-hmm. Guess who was the lone vote to get this man and commute his sentence? This guy convicted of first degree murder. A guy named John Fetterman, who happens to be the Democrat nominee for Senate in Pennsylvania. This same man wants to end open carry for law-abiding men and women who just want a gun to protect themselves in high-crime jurisdictions, which happen to begin with D for Democrat. That is where we see this. L.A., New York City, Philadelphia. There is a trend here.
There's a trend here. And I've been saying it multiple times. It's happening in blue cities and blue states. right? Well, the crime is increasing. And what's, you know what I really find interesting is that these people that live in these blue cities and blue states, they know that the politicians, they, a lot of them know it. Some of them don't. They're just oblivious to all of it. And then again, they go out in this, outside on the street and they get attacked and they don't know why. But yet they're going to still turn around and vote for the same people that's expediting or creating this crime that we're seeing. They're going to turn around and vote for them. They're going to turn around, right around and vote for them. Now, I do have something that I want to share with you because I put in the title on this talking about the mark of the beast. I have a video that I'm going to share with you that just really making that connection one more step closer. And a lot of people still want to be in denial. And I get it. I get it. People want to be in denial. People want to say, oh, it's not going to happen in my lifetime. It'll be 60 years, blah, 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 blah. I've heard it so many times. But there's a lot of people starting to say, well, you know what? I didn't expect to see this in this level of insanity. You know, we've always had some insanity, right? But a lot of people say, I've never expected to see this level of insanity in our world. Never thought about it. Right. Before we get to that, though, I want to share just one more with you about the crime that's taking place. And see, all of this is connected. You know, when they bring the mark of the beast into full effect, they're going to say this is going to help out with the crime. Right? Because you won't be carrying any currency any longer. You won't carry keys. You won't carry wallets. You won't carry health cards. You won't carry et cetera, et cetera. You just have this one identify mechanism, okay, to where you can, you know, purchase stuff and, you know who you are, where you go. But listen to about the crime here. Listen to the crime, what they're talking about, and how this is happening more and more, and they don't want anyone to recognize it.
Yes, it will end. In the 90s, we had this problem. Everybody got fed up. They passed laws that went too far to the right in some people's minds, and then we got back to the middle. The left decided to that they were going to change the law, that we had to have cashless bail, that there was this concept of social justice that no one can define, by the way. I still can't find a definition of social justice. But the issue is how many people have to suffer at the hands of the left and this so-called social justice? How many people have to die at the altar of cashless bail, whether it's someone who's a father at a weekend, college weekend, with it visiting his son, or whether it's someone who's going at 5 a.m. to her job on the subway, the train, the plane, I should say, who gets kicked in the head repeatedly, or if it's a woman pushing a baby in a carriage who gets shot in the back of the head. How many of us have to suffer while the left continues to promote these kinds of nonsensical theories that have nothing to do with reality? You can rest assured that...
And you know what? That's why I've been saying this a lot lately. The biggest issues, the only issues that the left want to address, the only issues, is wokeism. Prove me wrong. That's the only thing that they care about. Everything that deals with wokeism, that's what they're about. And, you know, this is another wokeism is just another way of saying everything that is evil. That's all that they care about. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about the facts. The only thing that they're wanting to push is everything that's about wokeism, a.k.a. evil.
Cori Bush has $300,000, as I recall, spent on her own protection. And yet for the rest of us, every time someone dies or every time someone is victimized, we all come out to the age-old criminal perpetrator, whether he's a criminal, whether he's mentally ill, whether he's a repeat offender. We know who they are. We just let them out among us and we do nothing about it. And that's the sad part of this whole thing. Until we win in November, change cashless bail, and deal with the mentally ill, because these two guys are homeless, they're mentally ill, and they're violent. I don't care if they're mentally ill. Lock them up if they're violent.
Yes, lock them up. I mean, the entire left, in my opinion, they're mentally ill. They can't even define what a woman is. I mean, that's pretty much a big part of mental illness when you can't even define that. Okay. We can talk about the crime all night long, right? And I encourage everyone, do not listen to these leftists, because you need to be able to save your own life. You only get one. You only get one. You don't get a do-over. You don't get to say, you know, time out. You don't get to say any of that when one of these thugs about to take your life. When they take your life, it's done. It's done. You don't get the like, oh, well, you know, I'll try it next time. No. And they want to do, they want to disarm every last one of us so they can come in and wreak havoc. Every last one of them. There's not a single Democrat. Well, now they're trying to change it right now because we're going into the, you know, midterm election, where they're trying to act like they're, you know, for police officers and how they want you to be able to protect yourself, which is a total lie because they've been pushing that whole thing the entire time about, you know, disarming us. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, let me get to this main topic tonight. The mark of the beast. And a lot of people don't like to have that conversation. And I get it. I get it. A lot of people don't want to talk about it because they want to, you know, kind of like, don't like talking about that subject. Right? It's almost, it constantly makes me think about like, you know, we're driving down the freeway. You know, we're in the car and we see the gas hand getting down close to E. And I mean, this kissing, kissing E. We've been there. You know, I think we've all been there. I've been there a lot of times, you know, just right there, kissing E. So are we going to ignore the gas hand about the kiss E? Or maybe y'all drive an electric vehicle now. What does it get down to? 1%? Y'all going to just ignore it and keep going? You can't do that. We have to pay attention to what they're trying to do to all of us because we need to prepare mentally, physically, spiritually for what's about to come. And I've constantly told people, y'all need to get ready. I've constantly said it. Listen to this and see, this is what Dan Bongino, and for those of you I haven't seen this, this is going to be such an eye opener. And this is going to be something that a lot of people didn't think would happen in their lifetime. And I've said, I've had conversations with multiple people multiple times about this subject. And a lot of people don't like to talk about it. Why? Because I think fear kind of sets in. I think so. You know, just, I mean, but see, Dan Bongino, he doesn't address it as the mark of the beast. But listen to what they're saying. This is exactly what it's leading up to. Listen to this.
Warning you over and over, and now the Fed's saying the quiet part out loud. They want a digital currency. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the biggest surveillance tool you will ever see in human history. They're now saying the quiet part out loud about the creation of a central bank digital currency. Take a listen.
So it would not be anonymous. It would not be an anonymous bearer instrument. We would be looking to balance privacy protection with identity verification, which has to be done, of course, in today's traditional banking system.
Are you hearing this? Did y'all understand what he just said? And for everyone that sent me messages in the past, and if you happen to be watching right now saying, well, this stuff will never happen in our lifetime, what are you saying right now? It's really a legit question. I want to take it back to just that part where he starts talking, because it's important that y'all hear and pay attention to what he just said. This is happening right now on the planet, right now. I'm sorry, I had to take it back because some people probably missed it. They're implementing this thing, people. They're implementing this thing.
It would not be anonymous. It would not be an anonymous bearer instrument. We would be looking to balance privacy protection with identity verification, which has to be done, of course, in today's traditional banking system.
You just heard him say it. You don't have to listen to me. Joining me now is cryptocurrency expert and the author of Undressing Bitcoin, Leah Halper. Leah, thanks so much for joining us. You know, you've been sounding the alarm about these central bank digital currencies for a while. Me as well. It's a big concern. This is the ultimate surveillance tool, isn't it?
Now, listen to what she says, and I'm going to try not to stop it from here on out. But listen to what she says. This is them trying. I'm telling you, they're getting ready to implement this in the United States of America. If you think that this is coming in 60 years, then you're not really paying attention.
Absolutely. And anonymity isn't even the worst of our problems. The worst of our problems is the fact that it's going to be programmable. Because it is digital, it means the money can be programmed to be spent in any way in which the central bank or the government decides. So one of my particular concerns is the World Economic Forum, because they're talking about implementing a carbon allowance. Now, this means each individual will be given a certain amount of, whether it's credit or whatever it is, carbon that they are allowed to emit. And how do they implement that? Through a central bank digital currency. So if I buy too many plane tickets, or if I buy too much meat, because those things are all supposedly very bad for the environment, my money when I go to fill up my car could then be declined. So now they're literally controlling what we can and can't do with our money. It's also important to realize that the money can expire. So during times of
okay, before she gets into talking about the money can expire, Did y'all hear what she said? So if you go to the gas station, they can stop you from filling up your gas tank, right? If you're buying, if they figure out that you bought too much meat, they can prevent you from buying something else. If they figured out that you've been on the airplane too many times, they can prevent you from purchasing something else. If they find out that you went to a Trump rally, they can suspend your account. Do you hear what I'm telling you? They've already kind of did a test run on this in Canada. And what they're talking about doing here, this is not just going to be the United States of America, everybody. This is going to be a worldwide agenda. This is exactly what this is, a worldwide agenda. And if they give authority to this whole globalist agenda for controlling our currency, which they're literally doing right now, tearing down our economy. Do you think our economy tanking this way is just by chance? No, it's by design. They're wanting to tear down the world economies. I've said this so many times. When Joe Biden first came out with the Build Back Better, I had to go Google it, and it took me directly to the World Economic Forum, and it straight up said that they believe in tearing down the world economies and building it back better. And they want to build it back in a socialist, this is how they put it, a socialist capitalist economic system, knowing good and well that socialism and capitalism cannot coexist. Knowing good and well, they do this to try to deceive people, thinking that, oh, it's inclusive. This is how demonic these people are. And they're implementing this thing right now. I'm telling you, listen to this. And of course, like I said, in Canada, remember the truck drivers? You remember what the truck drivers did? Y'all remember? Y'all haven't forgotten it, have you? The truck drivers were fighting for their freedoms. Y'all remember that? And then some of them found out some of the people that were protesting, and they locked down their bank accounts. They do this. You will not be able to go to the grocery store and buy necessities for your family because they found out that you went to a Trump rally, or they found out that you want to put America first.
Controlling what we can and can't do with our money. It's also important to realize that the money can expire. So during times of economic uncertainty, central banks love to print lots and lots of money, which causes inflation. But we could get to a point where they say, instead of printing money, guys, you have to spend at least 10% of your savings in the next 3 months. If you don't spend that money in the next 3 months, then that money is going to expire. Listen. And if you can't save money, well, then you can't build long-lasting generational wealth. You're always going to be a slave to the system. And, I don't think people really understand the severity of this. Money is literally the energy which fuels your life. If you don't have freedom of money, you don't have freedom of anything. Dan, I know you talk about the Second Amendment.
Let me stop it real quick. Think about it. You know what kind of confirms this? What happened with this hurricane? Y'all heard Kamala Harris, right, talking about the hurricane and saying how they want to give money to low income or to Black people.
We want all children color to have the opportunity to know the blessings of God.
I'm sure how that happened. But she said they want to just give it to Black people, minority communities, right? Because of equality, right? Equity, because of equity. Listen, you hear what she just said? It's the exact same thing. That confirms that they're actually doing this. They're thinking this. They're wanting to do this. It's absolutely disgusting. They're wanting, and this whole thing with them wanting to take the money from the so-called rich and give it to the poor, they're taking money from the poor and giving it to themselves. You can't make this stuff up.
If they don't need to necessarily get rid of the Second Amendment, but they can just say they can program your money so that you can't actually go and buy a gun. So, again, it really is the most tyrannical form of.
Okay, I got to stop it again, because just here recently, did y'all hear that Visa and MasterCard, anytime someone goes to a gun store or sports store, what have you, and they purchase gun or purchase ammo, they are reporting that to the federal government. Do you understand what I'm telling you? They're already doing this. They're just looking for the opportunity to excommunicate all cash, all currency. Look, I have this right here. This is a $20 bill. Someone gave this to me during the heebie-jeebies, right? Someone gave this to me like this. They gave it to me like this in a store, and I kept it for this reason. This is about to be I mean, it's almost pretty much at the point where it's worthless now. This is a $20 bill, and it would barely buy me two things at the grocery store. Barely. And I probably have to scramble up some change just to pay for the tax on it. Right? This is ridiculous. They're doing this deliberately. People are not paying attention. And I put stuff on my website saying, well, because people are saying, what do we need to do? I put stuff on there. You need to prepare. Prepare. Because how bad is it going to get? I don't know. But I tell you this much, and you don't need me to tell you, which is really bizarre with all this. You know it's getting bad. You've been to the store. You don't need Will Johnson telling you.
Of surveillance we will ever see. When they control the money, they control the world.
Yeah, this is why I love your podcast. I honestly think you're one of the few people that gets the threat from these digital currencies. I only got about 30 seconds left, but just quickly, the Bank of England, despite being in a massive inflationary global crisis, has decided they're going to start printing more money through a quantitative easing program. This isn't going to stop this inflation crisis. The minute the politics heat up, they just start printing again.
Yep, it's going to start printing again. It's the same thing that they're doing here. They're adding on, we're sending money to Ukraine, right? And how many of y'all actually, now, I believe in, you know, helping people in need. I truly do. I have no qualms about that. But if you're going to make me pay for something, at least ask me, right? At least ask me, you know, how do I get involved in the money that I got to pay for if you're going to just, instead of you just ripping it from me? This is them tearing down our country, people. And listen what she says here, because this is the same thing that's happening there. Listen.
Absolutely. The more debt that we get into, the only way to get out of it is to continue printing money. They announced tax cuts. They announced that they're going to be deregulating the market, which caused the crash. And as a result, because there's no more, they're not going to be collecting as much money because of the tax cuts, they're going to have to borrow more money.
You have to borrow more money. And who they're going to borrow money from, who they're going to do this to, right? Who they're going to do it to. I see this stuff happening and I see this stuff coming and I can't help but think to myself, how much more can the United States, the people in the United States, how much more of this can we take? How much more of this are you willing to say, this is, you know, okay, I can deal with more. I can deal with more. I can deal with more. Before we make a decision as the people to say no to this. We can say no to this, right? We can. And we don't have to be like the left and be violent. I know there's some people that want to be violent, go out and be violent. I would never speak for violence. I'll protect my family. I'll protect myself. But I'm not talking about going out being aggressive. And that's what they want. Because, you know, like the video, I played it last night where Cori Bush was literally saying that because parents were going to the school board meetings, they were being violent against CRT. Y'all remember that? See, that's what they're saying about us. We're knowing good and well, we're not. Everything that they say about us, they've been doing it. They've been doing it. Just like racism. Just like racism. They're trying to say that all of us on the right, we're the racist ones. Did y'all see the pictures with Kanye West wearing a t-shirt that says White Lives Matter? Like, that's really a major problem all of a sudden. I mean, why can't he wear the t-shirt? And let me ask you this. What part of that is not true? Can someone right now tell me what part of that is not true? White lives matter. Guess what? They do matter. And for anyone to say that they don't matter, you're the one being racist. You know why? Because all lives matter. God created all of these lives. See, just like white people, they treat the left, they treat white people just like if they were in the womb. They want to get rid of them. Do you understand what I'm telling you? And see, the black babies in the womb is the primary target. But when they're outside the womb and you're white, they target you. And, you know, I've talked about that so many times. But anyways, listen to this one. Listen to this, because this is talking about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, the Biden regime, and how they're talking about racism in the economy. I'm telling you, they're looking for that reason to implement this digital currency. They're looking for it.
The Biden-Harris administration has made racial equity a centerpiece of our economic agenda.
The centerpiece. They move racial equality to the centerpiece of their agenda. My question to everyone that's watching right now. This is the year 2022. When do we move on? See, every time I've gone to a Trump rally, pro-American rally, the color hasn't been an issue. It's never been an issue. Never been an issue. But every time I see these rallies with the leftists, it's all about wokeism. Like I'm constantly saying, it's all about wokeism. And it's about racism, which, you know, includes all the wokeism stuff. It's always that with them. But conservative Christians, they're about people. They're about if you're American here in America, and if you're conservative in another land, it's about your nation, people. But see, they have an opposite view on the people here. They have an opposite opinion about the people on the planet. The left, they hate life so much. They're even going into different schools now, right? They're going into universities, they're going to schools, and they want to convince young women that going to school is part of taking the life of the unborn child. You can't even make this stuff up anymore. And a lot of times I have conversation with, you know, family members that are still, for some reason, even after I show them all the information, they still, you know, go with Joe Biden and the Democrats because they give into the fear. I mean, that's what it really comes down to. They give into the fear. And then when you hear, when you talk about it, I tell them some of the stuff that Joe Biden is doing, you know what the response is? That sounds crazy. I say, it is crazy. And they're saying it sounds crazy because they don't want to believe it's actually happening. There's so many people like that. So many people that vote Democrat believe that when they hear this crazy stuff that the Democrats are doing, they don't believe it because they know how crazy it is. Listen to Joe Biden. He's not even talking. There's a representative next to him talking about what they're doing, targeting girls in school.
Thank you, Mr. President. I share your grave concerns about maintaining access to contraception and reproductive health services on our college campuses, and ensuring there's accurate, reliable information for students and for educators. Students need access to healthcare to thrive in school and in life, and that includes reproductive healthcare.
So you're going to school, and school should include reproductive health care. And you see how they want to say reproductive health care. Reproductive health care. When did taking the life of an innocent child become reproductive health care? Right? It's not health care. It's murder. Plain and simple, it's murder. But see, they don't want to say that because then they have to admit that they've been doing something wrong. And because the truth is not in these people, because they have given themselves, they have been given over to a reprobate mind. God has sent them a strong delusion. They no longer care about the truth. They reject the truth. I've constantly been saying it. And someone actually put a comment in there. I think it was Second Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. And it was profound. And I never worded it the way it was in the Bible. Here, I got my Bible here. If I can, if y'all give me 1 second here, because it's really profound. And I've been saying it, I haven't been saying it like this. And what it is that I'm constantly saying this. I said, you can tell people the truth, you can show people the truth, and they'll still believe the lie, and they'll even repeat the lie. All right, here we go. If I got it right, it was 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. Just really quick. It says, For the time will come. Oh, look at this. I remembered it. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Do you think we're in that time now? Come on now. Do you think we're in a time where they will not put up with sound doctrine? Instead, to suit their own desire, they will gather around them a great number of teachers who say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn to myths. That is so true for today. That is exactly what it is. That you can tell them the truth, you can show them the truth, but they'll believe the lie and they even repeat the lie. Another example of what's happening in our country is how the DOJ and how the FBI has been weaponized against the American people. Have y'all noticed that? Of course you have. You wouldn't be watching. You would be watching Will Johnson at least, right? Unless you're a troll and you want to hear like, what is this dude saying? I just don't understand. He's blowing my mind right now because I've been told all this other stuff and he's saying something different. I'm telling you, that's how it happens. And then they start calling me all these colorful names. I mean, it happens all the time. And they don't even realize that Satan sent them to try to attack me like I'm a change because they feel a certain way about me. You know, and they send, and it was really interesting is they'll send me these colorful messages thinking that, okay, he said this about me, so Will Johnson's going to change now. Right? They do it. Or they do it thinking they're going to hurt my feelings. Whoa, right? My feelings. Okay. Reason why I bring up the FBI and the DOJ, because even now that the Hunter Biden laptop information, the Hunter Biden, the Biden crime family, all the information that has been coming out, they have been actually preventing people from knowing the truth on that. And they don't want people to find out that the Hunter Biden, you know, made all these deals. If I can, I'm just going to share some of this with you because there's actually a lot to this. And I don't have a lot. I'm going to talk about some of this on my broadcast on Lindell TV tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central, Lindell TV 2. If y'all are interested, Lindell TV 2, 7 p.m. Central, I get to talk about, oh my goodness, everything. Oh, yes, I do. But listen to this with Tucker as they're talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. And the reason why is because they're trying to hide that information again. They're literally hiding information again. The other night, last week, I played a video, and this was right before the hurricane hit in Florida. I played this video with Joe Biden, or Joe Brandon, some of y'all know him, Joe Brandon, talked about what people should do before the hurricane come. Somebody at Facebook just deleted the video. They just, boop, delete. They didn't say anything. They didn't, no notification on why they did it. No, nothing. They just deleted the video. And I didn't even, all I did was play the video and say, look, y'all make up the decision on what y'all thought about that. I didn't even, all I did was share what their guy said. That's all I did. And somebody at Facebook deleted the video. I'm like, wow. Why are they watching Will Johnson like that? What is it about Will Johnson that terrifies him? I mean, that's the only reason why you would do that, because you're hiding something. And what it is, what it comes down to, demons will protect demons. And it's the same thing with this Hunter Biden laptop. That's what they're doing now. Demons will protect demons. So let me play some of this for you. This was Tucker, and I really do like Tucker. If any of y'all know Tucker out there, can y'all get him to holler at me? No, but listen, man, anyways, listen to this. This is about the Hunter Biden laptop. And there's so much of this. I'm not going to show all of it, but I will get into more of it tomorrow on my show, Lindell TV. Listen to this.
You're business partners with Hunter and Jim Biden, Joe Biden's son and brother.
Correct.
Both of them, Hunter Biden has received some coverage for his art.
I call it the Biden family because, as you know, it's been well documented. You well documented it, but I met with Joe multiple times.
Yes.
And now, subsequent to the election, he's now the sitting president of the United States. But there are hundreds of data points that Joe Biden was acting in a capitalistic term, I would say the chairman. The chairman of JP Morgan doesn't take 8 meetings down with the people, you know, analyzing companies. The chairman serves a purpose, right? He's a figurehead. He shows up in meetings, shakes hands, advises, you know, has faith in his team. Effectively, that was Joe Biden's role in the Biden family business ventures and around the world. And not just my venture. I met with him multiple times.
Wow. And of course, you have big tech, of course, protecting the Hunter Biden story. When you even have liberal organizations come out now. But see, before, and I've said this multiple times, I never really did get in when they first came out talking about the Hunter Biden laptop because I didn't know anything about it, right? So if I don't know too much about it, I try not to talk too much about it. I may mention it here and there, but this is ridiculous. This is taking the cake here. This has just gone beyond belief, right? Beyond belief. Listen to this one.
How much did Hunter expect to make from his business dealings with the Chinese?
Yeah, so not only Hunter, I wasn't interested. They had to work on me for years to sort of, you know, call it come off the bench and get involved here. In the spring of 2017, I expected CFC was going to deploy billions of dollars through Sinohawk. And I was focused on taking those billions of dollars and making a return on it. And I expected to make hundreds of millions of dollars. I think the Bidens probably thought they were going to make billions of dollars.
How much do you think Hunter in the end got from this, from diverting this money? Do you think he received the money?
So he definitely received the money. I mean, the bank statements have been made public. You know, he received over $5 million. And then I think an incremental $1 million in a legal consulting fee to represent Patrick Ho, which is a story in itself.
So this seems very cut and dried.
Black and white.
I mean, if this was, and you've heard, I've said this so many times, and other people said, and you're all probably thinking, is if this was, you know, Trump Jr. that we're talking about, then every liberal news organization would be talking about it. It would be on the front page of Drudge Report. And for those of y'all that don't know, Drudge Report was bought out some time ago by a leftist. So it's geared towards leftism now. I mean, it really is. But the point is that this corruption, it actually puts the Biden crime family on the chopping block, right? It should, right? Because the connection, the corruption. What's to stop these countries that Hunter Biden made these deals with to intervene and say, well, we want XYZ. Maybe that's why Joe Biden was sending our reserve oil to China. Maybe that's the reason why they were receiving it. What do you think?
Now, this is from the sitting president of the United States. This is from Joe Biden to his son, Hunter.
Hey, Palestad, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least if they're not online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
I mean, that's it.
That's staggering. The sitting president of the United States. But that's Joe Biden in his own voice telling the American people, I was always well aware of the business ventures my family was involved in, so much so I could tell my son I read a detailed article that has 50 facts in it. Imagine just sitting in a room with national security and the intel agencies with that article talking about corruption, talking about China, talking about the Chinese Communist Party, the Liberation Army of China. Joe Biden is saying, I read that article and you're in the clear, Hunter. And he leaves that voicemail for us.
Do y'all understand what I say when I say demons will protect demons? That's exactly what this is. Because see, if it was, let's just say, you know, a conservative Christian did something wrong, blatantly wrong, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be in trouble, right? They're going to be in trouble. Probably 10 times out of 10. It happens, right? It happens. But when it comes to demons, they protect each other. When they do this fraudulent criminal activity, they will protect them. And we see it time and time and time again, right? The only time they don't end up protecting them when it becomes so massive an issue for them, then they have to, you know, act like they got morals. They act like it. You know, look at the Cuomo brothers. That's a prime example, the Cuomo brothers. You know, Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo out of New York. Look how they were doing with women. And then all of a sudden, because it was with women and these women were saying something, they were like, okay, you know what? This is just too much because we're supposed to be advocates for women. We're supposed to be champion for women. And we can't have you here. And you did this with women. Now, if the story didn't come out, then it'd be a different story. Can you pay them off to be quiet? You know? Same thing with the CNN. Actually, Chris Cuomo's his producer. His producer was in a sex ring with children. As long as you don't get caught, it's okay. But see, they got caught. Then they, you know, they had to push him away. And they didn't even really talk about that story because they made him go away. And then they wonder why we look at them as if they're, you know, wanting to target children. They look at us like that. They look at us that way. Right now, there's so many different elections. And I'm going to do some more on the Hunter Biden on my Lindell TV 2, okay? You go to frankspeech.com. That's what it is, frankspeech.com. You go to Lindell TV 2. You'll see, as soon as you go to frankspeech.com, you'll see him right there. And I'll talk more about it tomorrow on my show, Lindell TV. But there's a whole bunch of elections going on right now in the United States of America because we're going into the midterm election, right? And a lot of the Democrats, they don't want to do debates, right? They don't really want to do them because they, you know, they have to talk about the crime and talk about different stuff. But then you get some every now and then that will do it. You'll get some that will talk about, you know, that, you know, they're going to come together and talk about debating. This is out of Maine, right? This is out of Maine. And I'm not sure if is Maine blue or is it, I think Maine is blue, right? It's up there with New York. Maine is, but anyways, this is a debate between the Republican and the Democrat. And just kind of listen to this.
But this is the other thing that really bothers me about her approach. She is now giving crack pipes through a federal program. And then she also allowed a bill that allows 2,000 lethal doses of drugs no longer be in charge of fentanyl, by the way, of fentanyl, which she just said is the most deadly, to be no longer trafficking. It's only personal possession. That is outrageous.
It is outrageous. You know who else allegedly want to legalize fentanyl? Fetterman. It's allegedly that he wants to legalize it too. And no one is surprised by that because the way the crime is happening in Philadelphia, no one is surprised by that because these are Democrats. And she started laughing, talking about the crack pipes like it's not true. Remember when Joe Biden, the Biden regime was handing out crack pipes. And then this is when Jen Psaki was in there and Jen Psaki said, no, we're not handing out crack pipes. They said, we're creating a packet for people to shoot up safely and to do illegal drugs safely. Why in the world would the government be giving you a package so you can do legal drugs safely? It doesn't make any sense, right? And then come to find out when people started getting those packs, there were crack pipes in the pack. Crack pipes in the pack. Now, this is the lady that he's going up against, and he asked her a question about, you know, like, how come you don't have an ID to go vote? I have to have an ID to get on an airplane. Have y'all ever got on an airplane without presenting an ID? That's more paperwork that you have to do. You have to go to DMV, you have to get an ID. And then before you could do, you know, then after you do that, you have to present it to the TSA before you get on an airplane. Same thing when you go to federal buildings. Sometimes in some federal buildings, some locations, you have to present an ID. I mean, you just have to. I've had to do it before, multiple times. When I go to the liquor store, I can't even remember the last time I went to the liquor store. It was years ago. I was a lot younger. And they asked me for my ID. Multiple places. When I bought a vehicle in the past, I had to show my ID. More paperwork. But listen, this is the problem. Listen to this.
Why are you against voter ID?
We don't need it here in Maine. We don't need it. We have integrity in our elections. We have a huge turnout, which validates our democracy. I think the right to...
If you have a huge turnout, don't you think that, you know, you should validate them? Right? You should validate it. If you go to the bank and try to make a withdrawal, even if the person behind the counter knows who you are, they still ask you for your ID. At least they ask Will Johnson for his ID, and I don't have any issues with it. But this is the problem. These people are...
validates our democracy. I think the right to vote is so fundamental. Why would you question it? Why would you impose another level of, you know, paperwork on voters? Why inhibit them from voting?
Impose another level of paperwork? You hear the excuse. Why would you impose another level of paperwork? Did y'all hear the excuse? That's not an excuse. The question is how come they don't want people to be verified, right? How come they don't want that? You tell me. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't. And it's just going on and on beyond. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, if you haven't already, please hit the share button for me. You know, last time I looked at it, when I got to this point, I have 444 shares on Facebook. Facebook is the only one that shares this with me, or I would talk about, you know, Getter, Rumble, because I'm live on Rumble right now, too. I would talk about it on Rumble. I'll talk about it on Getter because I'm live on Getter. I'm live on Spreedly. I'm live on YouTube, of course, you know, and Facebook. And I would, you know, I would say how many people have shared it. Well, I can see there's 100 likes, though, on YouTube. So I really do appreciate that. Thank you so much. If you haven't hit the like button on YouTube, hit it for me. And if you don't like the videos and you want to hit the thumb down on YouTube, hit it twice. Show me up. Hit it twice. All right, let's go. I think we have a couple people that I can say thank you to before I bounce out of here. Danny, thank you so much for the stars. Thank you so much, Danny. Mary, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Joyce, thank you. Tibet, thank you. Dickie, thank you so much for the stars. Michelle, thank you so much. Michelle, again, thank you so much. Sherry, thank you so much for the stars. Dora, thank you so much for the super chat. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. All right, everybody, please do me a favor. Share this video, no matter how you're watching this or listening to this. I'm live on my podcast. I got my podcast system over here. I'm live on my podcast. If you haven't signed up on my podcast, could y'all do that? Please sign up on the podcast because the reason why I've been pushing the podcast here lately a lot more is because I'm going to start doing episodes exclusively on the podcast. And my producers, I'm pretty sure she's been putting the link out there. Or you can sign up for my newsletter on uniteamericafirst.com. Sign up for the newsletter and you'll get a direct link in the newsletter. It's really simple. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and sign up for the newsletter. I don't share your email address. It's just your email address. I don't share it with anybody. So if you want to get the newsletter, you can find it. You'll get the podcast link in there as well. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the blessings. Thank you so much for sharing this. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless. Reality check.